Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still going strong.
Absolutely. Well, because we're mentally yogurizing, if that's a word.
Absolutely, we sure are.
And we are here having a wonderful conversation with Matt and Jenny with, in reference to yoga, their nonprofit pop-up yoga studios are tremendous. And anybody listening, I think the biggest help, I believe, is a place. That if you have a place that would be available for Matt and Jenny, I mean, Port Washington is up at the end of November, and that might be available. I don't know what the deal is there. But, you know, in your neighborhood, if you know of an organization that could use a yoga teacher that would want to come in your neighborhood, if you know somebody who opens a store at 12 o'clock, but in the morning it's sitting there empty and there's enough space, give them a call, and the number was 516-708-1427. That's 516-708-1427. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay, you've sold me. I want to
try all right.
Yoga and meditation. What do I wear? What do I bring with me? How do I prepare myself for this?
That is a great question. Those are the little worries that we have when we've never been that might keep us from coming. So wearing comfortable clothes could be, I always say pajamas welcome, but you don't have to wear pajamas. Anything that you might go for a walk in. No socks is always the big surprise to people, but you know, we're animals. We've got these feet that meant to spread out and connect with the floor, and especially in as we get older, our feet are very important to keep them limber and flexible. We have yoga mats, so you don't have to have one and you don't have to bring one. And you might want to bring some water, but really just yourself in a comfortably dressed outfit is all you need.
Wow. Now, is there only one type of yoga? Are there many yogas? And what kind of yoga are you doing?
There are as many types of yoga as there are ways to pronounce it or say it. I mean, it just they go on and on and on. And yes, at our studio, we have a few different styles. My wife and I both enjoy vinyasa yoga, which is more of a flowing yoga. It's linking of the breath and the body.
All those downward dogs.
Yes, yes. lots of downward dogs and that type of stuff. And then we also have, like we were saying, the foundations of alignment, which is similar to Iyengar yoga, if you've ever heard of it. Lots of props, blankets, blocks, straps, used to accommodate any type of body. Because when Iyengar was a little boy, he was actually very sickly. And he used yoga to help heal his body. But like so many other people, like you were just saying, John, he wasn't able to get into these postures that we associate with, you know, asana, with yoga. And so using that, he was able to transform his body. Very important part of our studio. And then what I teach is relax and restore. You'll be moving, you'll be flowing, you'll be connecting to breath. But the idea is to sort of relax, let go, slow down, something so many people in our type A personality or type A society really need.
If you have an injury or two, or you're brand new and you feel like you'd like a gentle introduction, again, that class from 12:45 to 1:45 is really appropriate for anybody. I mean, Elizabeth is wonderful. I could totally see her setting somebody up in a chair to do the standing poses if they were uncomfortable standing up. But really, as you can hear, we're very friendly and we're very
absolutely
welcoming.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we strive to create in all the classes. So if you feel like, you know what, I've done yoga a couple times, then feel free to drop into any of the classes and we'll make you feel very much at home.
And if you have daughters or granddaughters who have young children or they're pregnant, we also have a prenatal and a postnatal yoga class. And these can be some of the hardest to find. They're generally very expensive classes with studios. So again, it was so important to us to be able to offer that to the young prenatal women and then children up to crawling.
Yeah, so pregnant women or postpartum can come. And I think I have a 3.5-year-old. I'm still postpartum. I just need a break. And you can bring your baby with you as long as they're not crawling around, because that's a whole other story.
Right, I agree. Actually, we didn't give out the address. The one in Blue Moon Project in Port Washington is 194 Main Street in Port Washington. is that a private building? I don't know what that, or the Blue Moon is on the name of the building.
Yeah, the Blue Moon Project is a new business that opened up in Port Washington. Okay. And they are sort of an...
For those of you, I grew up in town. It's where Ghost Motorcycles used to be.
There you go. That's,
okay.
That's a great place. It's right next to the Landmark Park.
That's
194 Main Street, right next to the big park next to the Landmark building. Helen and Michelle are the owners of the Blue Moon Project, and they recently opened. It's a new business. It's a Taekwondo. It's a wellness presence center. They offer yoga, meditation, a little bit of everything. And we just really lucked out in meeting these women. They opened up their hearts and they opened up their business to us. They gave it to us at an incredible rate, and it's a gorgeous space. I so suggest you come and just check it out. Just to check out Blue Moon itself. They offer their first class free. So little plug for Blue Moon for all they've done for us. They've
we
been
are
so
very
wonderful.
Grateful. We are very grateful to them. When we imagined offering Bi Donation Yoga, we were prepared to offer it in many number of aesthetically pleasing or not pleasing spaces.
Right, of course,
and to be in some place where I mean, it's visually beautiful. I mean, it's just a beautiful place. We feel very blessed.
Wow. And of course, a donation, for donation, anything is risky.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You know, and we specifically wanted no minimum donation because that's an important thing. If you don't have a dollar, you have your energy to offer. You know, there's something that you can give. And all money is an exchange of energy. So if you don't have any of that energy, come share something you do have.
Right. Anne, you seem to have
a
question there.
Yes, we can. Has some concerns as far as exercise because the bottom was flooded. And I'm just wondering, is there anything that the people there can either connect over here or maybe you guys can go over? I don't know if they're offering anything that's in this nature, but you got a bunch of people that want to do something. I'm sort of addressing this to John. Just a thought came to mind as far as whether Yes We Can might want to connect as well in this area.
Oh, there's a real possibility. The question there is logistics, obviously, and how it works, which, you know, that would be something Christina will take back. See, I'll put the burden on Christina, who's the producer. But no, it absolutely is. There's no question about it. And some of the organizations, I mean, senior centers. And different places. Like, I'm a member of the Unitarian Church in Shelter Rock. So they have a Zen thing every Wednesday.
Right.
But they don't have yoga classes or anything. And they're constantly looking for...
Yeah, maybe Magnolia Gardens.
Right, right.
Gorgeous, gorgeous room, which would give you plenty of space. And they get a group that seems to connect well over there. They're working on, a quilt or something. They're putting things together. I was there the other day.
Oh, okay.
And they were doing some sewing. So this could also be a possibility as far as resources that would be very receptive to wanting to do something.
I have a question in reference for a senior listening. I know it's not aggressive yoga and you can do it at your own pace, but is this something that a senior needs some sort of checkup with the doctor before going? I'm not putting a medical question on you.
Oh yeah, if there's something going on like high blood pressure or heart disease or something of that nature, it's always a good idea to check. But the foundations class and the guided meditation, of them would be more strenuous than taking a walk around your block. If you have trouble taking a walk around your block, makes your heart race or hard to breathe, then might be a good idea to check with your doctor.
Right.
But meditation, even for those seniors listening that might be wheelchair bound or that might have a medical issue that prevents them from taking a walk around the block, meditation can be even more beneficial, you know, a way to find a relaxation and a calm and a peace, you know, in the state of being that you're in now.
Okay. One question, which is, this one is kind of medical, which I don't understand. I understand increased flexibility and, you know, you're going to go at your own pace, which is wonderful. But one of the things I read about yoga, that it promotes good bone health. Which is something for seniors, I mean, the frailty of bones, unfortunately, as we age, and then a mishap, a very slight fall, puts them with a broken hip, a broken ankle, etc. Is that a truism?
Yeah. So they've discovered that exercise where you bear the weight of your own body is very effective for maintaining good bone density and bone health. So for example, better a yoga posture where you're standing in a particular way and you're bearing the weight of your body, just your body, holding that weight with your muscles, is actually shown to be better for your bones than sometimes doing repetitive lifting with a weight.
Right, right. Okay.
And the other thing is that a phrase that I love about yoga, but lots of things, is your age is not determined by your years, but by the flexibility of your spine. And yoga attends so much to the movement of the spine. And that, I think, for a lot of people, the spine becoming stuck in one position, finding it hard to bend over, to lean back, to twist side to side, mm-hmm. can limit the health of the whole body. So I think that attending to the spine as far as bones and the joints in between the bones is something that yoga is definitely shown to address, and it can help us feel younger overall, just to have a more supple, flexible spine.
Right, right. Okay. That's amazing. I mean, I obviously at a younger age, doing yoga is tremendous as it becomes part of your life. But it's never too late to start. And you're going to go at your pace. I mean, you're putting it across, if you bend 2 inches, that's 2 inches. Somebody else is going to be touching the floor and you're going to go, 2 inches. But it's 2 inches more than you did the day before.
And that's the thing. It's not a competitive sport. It's
right.
The only person you're competing with here is yourself. And it's about taking that next step to go that extra inch for yourself in your own time, your own pace. You don't start playing tennis in your 60s to win Wimbledon. And so you're not going to maybe start yoga now because your goal is to put both feet behind your head and balance on your pinky. But you can take the practices of yoga at any point in your life and use them to bring a whole new spark to your world. And it did that for me, so I really am speaking from a place of authenticity there. It can change your life, so be careful.
So let me see if I've got this. Will this help me establish compassion, not only for my fellow man, but for myself, and to be kinder to myself? Because sometimes we can be our worst enemies.
Absolutely. It did for me. It really did. It as I started to tune into myself, I started to become much more aware of the world. I started to become aware of my impact on the world, how I was interacting with that. And then, those negative self-judgments, you start to realize, I'm doing my best and I'm trying. And all these things that are happening on the mat are so relatable to life, you don't even realize it. So it's incredible.
Terrific. It's amazing.
One last thing I'd like to just throw out there for the seniors is that veterans and service members are always welcome at all of our events. No donation necessary. The service you've already given our country is invaluable. So for all of those veterans out there who were perhaps veterans of the Korean War, World War II, please come. We would love to have you. Any of your grandchildren who have served, it is so invaluable what you've done. We thank you so much. Please come and take part.
Terrific. Matt and Jenny, this was a wonderful, wonderful interview.
Thank you
You've shared so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to follow you. We're going to have you back. There's no question about it.
Great.
You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This was wonderful. Have a great one.
Thank you.